For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. Riverside County will start giving the COVID-19 Pfizer vaccine to 12 to 15-year-olds as early as the end of this week. KVCR's Megan Jamerson has more from Tuesday's Board of Supervisors meeting.
Once the county receives guidance from the federal government and state, it will expand eligibility of the Pfizer vaccine to children aged 12 to 15, says County Public Health Officer Dr. Jeffrey Leung. Until then, he is encouraging everyone else to continue to get their doses.
As people are anticipating the coming holiday weekend, Memorial Day weekend at the end of the month, summer vacation, swimming and other plans, we do encourage people to consider getting vaccinated now. This is a wonderful opportunity and can help people have more enjoyable activities this summer.
In an effort to expand access for working people, the Moreno Valley Mall vaccine clinic hours will now be Tuesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. In Riverside County, 36% of people age 16 and older are fully vaccinated, while for people 65 and older, it's 72%. Megan Jamerson, KVCR News.
A series of controlled burns are scheduled today and tomorrow around the Lake Paris State Recreation Area, and area residents and motorists are advised not to be alarmed if they see smoke. The Riverside County Fire Department says the burns, aimed at limiting the risk of wildfires, are planned between 6 a.m. and noon, targeting excess vegetation that California State Parks officials have requested be eliminated. Republican candidate for governor John Cox is scheduled to campaign in Palm Desert today, but he'll be without Tag, the Kodiak bear that Cox has used in several campaign stops. Cox's Meet the Beast bus tour visited Castelli's restaurant on Highway 111 at 11 a.m. this morning. The businessman is running to unseat Governor Gavin Newsom in a recall election and has used the bear to illustrate his theme of beauty and the beast. He paints Newsom as an out-of-touch, quote, pretty boy. A Cox campaign spokesman says that Tag, who's a rental bear, has prior engagements today. If Epic Games hopes to dismantle the fortress surrounding Apple's iPhone and its App Store, the video game maker will probably need to roll out some heavier artillery heading into the second week of a trial threatening Apple's $2 trillion empire. So far, at least, Epic has been having trouble proving its allegations that the iPhone maker's 13-year-old App Store has turned into an illegal monopoly. Instead, Epic at times have seemed to be helping, making Apple's rationale for maintaining ironclad control over its App Store and collecting commissions of up to 30% on transactions completed on iPhones, iPads, and iPods. Doctors say a gene therapy that makes use of the AIDS virus has given a working immune system to 48 babies and toddlers who were born without one. Results released Tuesday show that all but two of the 50 children who were given the therapy in a study now have healthy germ-fighting abilities. The one-time treatment involves using a disabled version of the AIDS virus to deliver a gene the kids lack to form an immune system. It's too soon to know if this will be a cure for the so-called bubble baby disease, but the children are doing well so far. California Governor Gavin Newsom is proposing $12 billion in new funding to get more people experiencing homelessness into housing. The Democratic governor seized on the twin issues of homelessness and affordability early on in his first term as governor and boosted efforts to address them during the pandemic. His proposal includes $8.75 billion to quickly convert motels, dorms, and other properties into 46,000 housing units. Advocates for the homeless say they can't house people quickly enough, given the combination of too few units and too high rents. For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.